From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Missouri voters returning from service would have a longer window to register to vote in Missouri elections under a measure headed to the governor's desk. The Missouri Senate gave final approval Wednesday to a bill that would allow military and overseas voters to participate in elections for statewide offices, the state legislature, and statewide ballot initiatives. Currently, those voters are allowed to vote only in federal elections. The measure would also let military service members or people working overseas who return to the United States to register to vote until the Friday before the election, extending the deadline for those voters by 2 days. It also contains protections for the addresses of people who have been victims of domestic or sexual violence and want to vote absentee. About 1.2 million customers of Ameren, Missouri will see bigger bills for electricity, but the utility's largest customer will pay a lower rate. The Missouri Public Service Commission approved a plan Wednesday to allow St. Louis-based Ameren to increase electricity rates by $108 million. An Ameren spokesman says the average residential consumer will pay an additional $7 per month. But Noranda Aluminum would save about $17 million per year. Noranda operates a smelter in southeast Missouri that company officials had warned it may shut down if it couldn't get lower electricity costs. Commission Chairman Robert Kenny says some of the costs of Noranda's lower rates are shifted to other customers, but he says the increase is less than the amount other consumers would pay if Noranda shut down. Voters would get to decide whether any governments in Missouri should be able to use red light cameras under a measure moving forward in the Missouri House. The House on Wednesday gave initial approval to a bill that would include a question on the 2016 ballot banning automated traffic enforcement. Supporters of the ban say red light cameras are used by cities to generate revenue and that there is limited evidence on whether they improve safety. The measure comes up at a time when legal cases challenging the use of red light cameras in the state are awaiting a decision by the Missouri Supreme Court. The bill was approved and faces another vote before heading to the Senate. The Missouri Senate's deadly force bill is headed to the House after 2 days of debate. The measure was overwhelmingly passed Wednesday. It would raise the standard to justify the use of deadly force only when an officer, quote, reasonably believes the suspect has committed or will attempt to commit a felony that threatens or involves, quote, serious physical injury. Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City says the bill is a good first step, but more needs to be done.
Anytime there is an outbreak or what people call a riot, they always refer to Ferguson as the worst case scenario. It's the bottom, it's the pits, it's the embarrassment of the nation.
Republican Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsored the bill as part of a bipartisan effort in the Senate to address Ferguson-related concerns. A plan to use up to $50 million in bonds to fund a new home for veterans in Missouri may head to the Missouri voters to decide. The Missouri House on Wednesday gave initial approval to a measure that would send voters a constitutional amendment to approve new bonds to pay for construction of a new veterans home. Supporters say the 150-bed home would be a step to reduce a waiting list that is near 2,000 people. The measure faces another vote before heading to the Senate. Last night, an open racial discussion forum was held at MU by Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton. This was a follow-up to a similar meeting held on April 6th. The call to action was a part of an agenda about issues relating to bias, diversity amongst faculty and students, training for faculty and members of Greek organizations, and cyberbullying. Students and faculty were also able to voice their frustrations and complaints with the racial culture on campus to the chancellor and other university officials. Chancellor Lofton said these meetings are not only important, they are essential.
We owe it to ourselves to be sure that this campus welcomes all, that everyone feels included in the campus. And it was clear to me last December, in the first event we held, which was really to be focused on Ferguson, that there was much more than that. There were campus issues specifically making people feel unwelcome and not included.
These public meetings will continue monthly until May 2016. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.